News in brief. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he is ready for the Geneva 2 conference. Assad, however, said that he will not negotiate with terrorists unless they lay down their arms. He further condemned calls for a foreign military strike against Syria, saying any solution to the crisis should be indigenous. At least 15 people have been killed in two separate explosions in Iraq's northern Nineveh province. The bombs targeted a school and a nearby police station in the Turkmen Shia village of Rabat, near the Syrian border. Many others were injured in the blasts. The United States plans to continue its military operations in North Africa. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington will never stop hunting down what he called extremists. This comes a day after U.S. Special Forces launched attacks on various positions in Somalia and Libya. Iran's foreign minister says Tehran is ready to give Washington an opportunity to prove its goodwill toward the Iranian nation. Mohammad Javad Zarif added that the U.S. must understand that pressure and sanctions are not effective when it comes to the Iranian people. At least four U.S. soldiers have lost their lives in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. They were killed by an improvised explosive device in Zari district. The Taliban have claimed responsibility. The latest fatalities bring to 140 the number of foreign soldiers killed in Afghanistan this year. Bahrainis have staged a demonstration in the city of Bilad al-Ghadim in solidarity with the families of protesters killed by regime forces. They chanted anti-regime slogans. The tiny Persian Gulf kingdom has been witnessing an anti-monarchy uprising since February 2011. In Spain, thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Madrid to show their anger at the corruption and lack of democracy. The protesters say they don't want to be ruled by a government that is a slave of the EU austerity measures. Doctors have ordered Argentine President Cristina Fernandez to rest for 1 month after they found a hematoma in a membrane of her brain. Hematoma means bleeding between the brain and the skull. The 60-year-old president had suffered a previously undisclosed skull trauma in August.